May 23. The 12th step of AA, working with others, can be subdivided into five parts, five words beginning with the letter C. Confidence, confession, conviction, conversion, and continuance. The first thing in trying to help other alcoholics to get their confidence, we do this by telling them our own experiences with drinking so that they see that we know what we're talking about. If we share our experiences frankly, they will know that we are sincerely trying to help them. They will realize that they're not alone and that others have had experiences as bad or worse than theirs. This gives them confidence that they can be helped. Do I care enough about other alcoholics to get their confidence? Meditation for the day. I fail not so much when tragedy happens as I did before that happening, by the little things I might have done but did not do. I must prepare for the future by doing the right thing at the right time now. If a thing should be done, I should deal with that thing today and get it righted with God before I allow myself to undertake any new duty. I should look upon myself as performing God's errands and then coming back to Him to tell Him in quiet communion that the message has been delivered or the task done. Prayer for the day. I pray that I may seek no credit for the results of what I do. I pray that I may leave the outcome of my actions to God. Enjoyment. Life is not to be endured. Life is to be enjoyed and embraced. The belief that we must square our shoulders and get through a meager, deprived existence for far-off rewards in heaven is a codependent belief. Yes, most of us still have times when life will be stressful and challenge our endurance skills, but in recovery, we're learning to live, to enjoy our life, and handle situations as they come. Our survival skills have served us well. They have gotten us through difficult times as children and adults. Our ability to freeze feelings, deny problems, deprive ourselves, and cope with stress has helped us get where we are today. But we're safe now. We're learning to do more than survive. We can let go of unhealthy survival behaviors. We're learning new, better ways to protect and care for ourselves. We're free to feel our feelings, identify and solve problems, and give ourselves the best. We're free to open up and come alive. Today, I will let go of my unhealthy endurance and survival skills. I will choose a new mode of living, one that allows me to be alive and enjoy the adventure. Don't give in to darkness. While Vicky is at the hospital visiting her ill grandfather, a distraught woman hands Vicky her child, Benny, to hold while she goes to the nurse's desk. The child dies in Vicky's arms. The day after this incident, grandfather is home. Vicky is terribly upset and enters grandfather's room. He asks her what is wrong. Caro is grandfather's wife who died several years ago. How could I tell him? Don't you know? I know what happened last night, yes. To Benny? Yes. That's a hard one, Vicky. You're young to learn it, but it's part of life. Not life, death. He looked at me steadily. It's time, Vicky, for me to give you my last instructions. Oh, grandfather, he smiled. Other men's crosses are not my crosses. Remember? Perhaps holding Benny while she died was a cross prepared for you at the foundation of the world. But telling me when to let go is not. I cannot ask that even of your father, because even a doctor does not necessarily know. But he held up his hand for me to stop, and again the lovingness of his smile washed over me. Caro. But he was not confusing Caro with me. I'm at that place where the wall between here and hereafter is so tenuous that it is no longer a barrier. Caro will tell me when it is the right time. She will let me know. Vicky, are you hearing me? No, I said flatly. You may not think you are hearing me, but you will not forget. When I am on the other side, you will remember, and you will be able to let me go. No. My whisper was so faint, it was almost inaudible. Grandfather's voice was quiet but strong. Empty yourself, Vicky. You're all replete with very thee. No, no, not with me. With darkness, Grandfather reprimanded. You have to give the darkness permission. It cannot take over otherwise. But I hadn't given it permission. It had come as suddenly and unexpectedly as death had come and taken the child in my arms. Vicky, do not add to the darkness. I stood at the hospital bed, still alien to Grandfather's study, and looked at him, thin and translucent as El Greco. I heard him, and I did not hear him. Vicky, this is my charge to you. You are to be a light bearer. You are to choose the light. I can't, I whispered. You already have. I know that from your poems. But it is a choice which you must now renew. I couldn't speak. He reached out and drew me to him, kissing me gently on the forehead. I will say it for you. You will bear the light. He kissed me again. Now go. He lowered the bed and closed his eyes.